Nearly every state has begun a phased reopening plan, with some exceptions, including California and New York, which are still heavily locked down. One of those states, however, reopening is Kansas, which is in its first phase. And officials say they'll announce tonight or tomorrow whether the phase two can start next week. Phase two would let restaurants, bars, and nightclubs open at 50% capacity and allow gatherings of up to 30 people. There have now been some 7,500 positive tests in Kansas, but infection, hospitalization, and death rates are dropping in most parts of the state. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Lee Norman joins us now. And Dr. Norman, what is your governor, Laura Kelly, weighing as she decides whether or not it's time to open into the new phase?
Yes, that's a great question. Essentially, we have three epidemiological markers that we're doing. One is the hospitalization rate per capita, one is the death rate per capita, and the third one is disease spread. The first two are quite easy to measure and are going the right direction. The disease spread will take a little bit of art and a little bit of science to figure that one out. The reason being, and I'm sure you're aware, that as you do increase amount of testing, you pick up a lot more asymptomatic cases. And what we're finding is that there's counties that are just great and there's counties that are problems. And it's confirming what we have, the trends we've seen.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that's also by density as well when you're talking about those different areas.
And curiously, sort of, we have four counties that are what we would consider to be rural, but they have the same commonality that they have packing plants for.
Yes.
And those four counties are four of the problem counties. And then the other four are urban counties with more density, as you point out.
I want to ask you a little bit more about those areas with meatpacking plants. What kind of power does the state have to protect those workers in those areas specifically? And are you guys mandating in terms of PPE testing and reporting and those types of things?
Yes. Ultimately, we could shut the plants down. We have that statutory authority in the state of Kansas that can be done by a local health officer in that county, and we could override the local health officer and shut down the production in these packing plants. That has not been necessary to do, fortunately. We have had really great cooperation by the companies, by the local health departments. We've augmented terrifically for testing. We've tested essentially everybody in those plants. And then we still face, of course, in each of those counties, the meatpackers live in their homes and in their communities. So it's not just a workplace problem, it's a community problem as well.
I want to go back to that phase two that allows gatherings of up to 30 people, all the things that you have to consider weighing. But I'm picturing this reopening in practice, maybe a bar hosting a small concert or an event like renting space for birthday parties and stuff like that. I mean, you've been in public health for a long time. Do these kinds of images make you nervous, knowing how easily this virus spreads in restaurants and choir practices and things like that? We've seen that over and over again across the country.
Yeah, not only across the country, but globally as well, and especially with that one index case in South Korea of a young man that went to five bars and then infected a whole bunch of people, and they're off to the races again. So it does concern me. We have not made the decision to move into phase two of the reopening plan. But you are absolutely right. The gathering places are where the problems have mostly been. In Kansas, we've had what we define as 88 outbreaks, and the largest number of those have been in places of business, worship, or correctional facilities. So it's where people congregate.
Before I let you go, in many ways, the coronavirus has become politicized. There are questions about the politicization of the national stockpile. Now you have figures on the right saying don't wear masks. The president himself has refused to wear a mask. And you are the secretary of health in a state that has a Democratic governor and a Republican-controlled legislature, and they don't always agree. Have you found that there is a polarization on these issues on a national or a state level? And does that make your job harder?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you that the political polarization that has occurred does make it different. It's a whole separate minefield to navigate. On the one hand, there's if I look at something from a purely public health perspective, then we would be in lockdown for the next year, which is not practical. On the other side of it, which is free markets, this is America after all. Everybody needs to get infected and let the strongest survive. Herd immunity will catch up and we'll be have 4 million people dead. Well, that's not a very appealing thing either. So I look at it practically and say, what is we can't mitigate risk to zero, but we can try to mitigate risk to as lowest amount possible. And I think that both sides have to give a little bit to meet at some risk mitigated position we can live with. And then we have to be able to respond, because whenever we move on to the next phase and the next phase and the next phase after that, it won't be set in stone, because we are looking to the fall and winter for a resurgence. And it could come sooner if people aren't attentive to the principles that we're trying to help people practice.
That's Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Lee Norman. Lee, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much, Don. You have a good day.